Welcome to the Bedside to Business series, a special mini-series here on the podcast where I'm walking you through the exact six-step roadmap that I teach inside the Nursepreneur Academy to help nurses move from burnout at the bedside to building a freedom-led, profitable business that makes nursing optional. Each episode takes you deeper into one step of the journey, from clarity to confidence to clients, so that you can start mapping out your own path to freedom. Let's dive into today's step. Step one is transition to nursepreneurship. This is the inner work before we do the outer strategy. This is where we're building belief, we're regulating your nervous system, and we're getting crystal clear on your goals before choosing your business model and your niche and your offer and your socials. Your nursing superpower here is your resilience, your adaptability, and your deep assessment skills. This time, instead of using them on other people, we are turning them inward and focusing on yourself. So I want you to meet your brain, because your brain is the biggest reason why you probably think you can't build a nurse-led business. You're going to meet two parts of your brain today, and this is not a pathophysiology lesson, okay? Because we do not have monkeys in our mind. But for the purpose of today, stick with me. So we have our amygdala, survival brain. This is our monkey mind. Our monkey mind has 60,000 thoughts per day on average, based on the evidence. It is very safety focused and it's negatively wired and geared. It is a collection of our lived experiences, and we have trained monkey through multiple exposures, and it has specific survival patterns, okay, that we have adopted and learned from other people. Here is where we have a lot of practice thoughts and beliefs and patterns, such as, I can't do this, I'm never going to be able to build a business, so on and so forth. Our monkey mind as nurses is 99.9% running the show when we are living our life personally and professionally, because monkey is brought online when we are under stress. And our amygdala survival brain is always going to be dominant when we're experiencing chronic nursing career stress. I want you to also meet your prefrontal cortex, what I like to call your CEO or your NEO, your nurse executive officer. This is our highest level part of our brain. It's designed for new belief building. This is where we are positive when it's engaged. It's our highest level of thinking and expression. Our critical thinking occurs here. It's where we are most safe, calm, connected, in charge. This is where we get to generate new thoughts and beliefs as we are building our careers personally and professionally. Hopefully you can see that as nurses, when we are under the cumulative load of the system and the demands that are placed upon us, it's actually really hard to have our prefrontal cortex brain online all the time, because 9 times out of 10, we haven't been taught how to manage stress and we haven't been taught how to manage our mind, which means that by default, your amygdala is firing and your brain is operating in stress survival mode. This is really important because a stressed brain means a stressed nervous system. And what we know from the data is that nurses are burnt out. And when we're burnt out, amygdala monkey is running the show. Your prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain responsible for logic, planning, creativity, and decision-making, it literally goes offline. So we have to first, before we think about any of the logistics of building a business, we have to learn how to create safety and learn how to regulate our nervous system so that you can access your full brain power. We're effectively quietening our monkey mind and raising awareness and access to our prefrontal cortex. And the beauty of our brains is that as humans, we have the skill of neuroplasticity. So we get to create a new identity, new thoughts, new neural pathways to be able to build a successful nurse-led business from the get-go. This is an essential part of the transition. Otherwise, you will never move forward and be able to do anything else. So we have to first start with how you communicate with yourself, what's possible for you, how you feel, how you act, to be able to understand the results that you're creating in your life right now, and to be able to create different results as we move forward and build your business. Common mistakes nurses make here, or nursepreneurs that are new to nursepreneurship make here, is trying to ideate, create a business from a nervous system survival state, then believing that you don't have anything to offer, or wondering why you can't land on your niche. It's because your monkey mind amygdala is running the show, and it's not safe to even think about building a business or building something that allows you to leave nursing, even if that is a year, 2 years away from now. Believing the shit that your inner matron tells you. I love your brain. I love my brain, but it tells us a lot of shit. And that amygdala brain is always going to default to safety, or quote unquote safety, and it's gonna sabotage your dreams and your desires. And it's gonna allow you to do that whilst you watch other people that are doing this work that we're talking about here move forward. They're not special, they're just doing this work. Your brain's gonna offer you that building a business is about time management when it's actually about mind management and nervous system management. 99.9% of business building is about clearing out your brain and allowing yourself to do the deep inner work that's going to allow you to create the results in the external world. Spending thousands on busy work that won't make you money. So many new nursepreneurs at this phase, when they first come into nursepreneurship, before they've even done this work, they're getting websites, they're branding, they're doing certifications. These are all ways that your brain is trying to convince you that you're moving forward. And you're not. It is a waste of time. It is a waste of money. This is the work that you need to be doing. Believing you need all the answers and the how before you start. And the reality is, I always remind our nurses, you didn't know what specialty you would love as a nurse before you started. Why would you know your niche before you start your business? You might have some ideas, but the whole point of the process is to take our amygdala brain offline, bring our prefrontal cortex brain online, create new thoughts, new neural pathways, so that you can start to see from a place of safety what is possible. Whilst you're stressed, you will never be able to see what niche, what offer, how you build your business, how it will come to fruition. You cannot do that from a place of burnout and stress. So we have to manage that first. And here's the truth that your inner matron needs to hear. It's probably telling you things like you need to quit nursing to start a business. And the matter of the fact is, most nursepreneurs start with a hybrid model, keeping nursing hours for stability whilst they build their business. You need to be loud and extroverted to grow on social media. The truth is, some of our most successful nursepreneurs are introverts who connect deeply through writing and small communities and posting on their agenda and their schedule. You need a fully formed idea or offer to start. The truth of the matter is, you just need to start. Clarity comes from action, not endless planning and researching and teasing yourself with the idea. I'm not ready to start a business. The truth of the matter is, ready is not a state, it's a choice. I'll be ready when I, then I. The truth is, you don't need more things to be ready. You need to see how much you have to offer today. And I'm not a business person. I could never sell something. This cracks me up because as nurses, if you've ever solved a problem, educated a patient, or advocated for someone, you're already doing business. You're already selling. We sell every single day. Regulated, profitable nursepreneurs know that the most important asset in their business is you, your brain, and your nervous system. Those who build a business from stress with no awareness of their brain and their nervous system and how it will sabotage them will fail. Absolutely, 100% of them will fail. Business growth and stability comes from laying the mindset and entrepreneurial nervous system foundations to allow you to widen your capacity to receive the abundance that you deserve. I learned this the hard way. You cannot build a profitable and sustainable business without safe and co-transformational support from a mentor and a coach. I want you to meet Amy, an incredible IV hydration and breathwork nursepreneur. When Amy started working with me, she had heaps of cognitive mind drama, amygdala thoughts around charging for her services. And her thought was, I could never charge more than $30 per session. No one will pay me. And she felt frustrated. Working with Amy, we coached her through her mindset challenges and her nervous system blocks to be able to build belief in her offering and the value that she had to offer. Since then, the result is that Amy's gone from charging $30 per session to $750 and rising. Her pricing has increased by 2,400%, and she now understands how to scale her business without undercharging and undervaluing herself. Thanks for tuning in to the Bedside to Business series. If you're ready to see how all six steps come together and want access to the full training for free, plus exclusive bonuses like my Nursepreneur Freedom Guide, head to www.nursepreneur.academy/MPO-MNO. Or if my accent is too much and it's too hard work, go to the link in the show notes and click the link below. Inside, you're going to get the complete roadmap, additional insights, and free resources to help you start building your business today. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and keep moving forward on your bedside to business journey, and let's make nursing optional.